From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Coming up in the show, we have got a great segment on celibacy. Yes, abstinence from sex. That is a choice that many people, including African Americans, are making. And also, we've got the latest on the presidential race. We're talking money and popularity, just like high school. But let's kick things off with a few stories you might not have heard already. We start in with my hometown of Baltimore. Yesterday, Maryland passed a landmark living wage bill. It requires state contractors to be paid far more than the state minimum wage of $6.15 an hour. Some farm workers can make more than $8 an hour, and workers in Baltimore, Washington, that big megalopolis, will make nearly twice the minimum wage. We're talking a whopping $11.30 an hour. Opponents say this will pinch Maryland's strained budget. Supporters say it's going to put extra money in the pockets of tens of thousands of residents who need that cash. And a couple of stories from the world of politics. Members of Congress regularly invoke the ghost of politicians' past, kind of like that whole Christmas thing, to spice up floor speeches. We're talking George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan. Well, roll calls heard on the Hill column brought our attention to Texas Republican Ted Poe. In a floor speech earlier this week in the U.S. House, Congressman Poe chose to ally himself with a slightly more controversial figure.
Congress needs to quit talking about supporting the troops and put money where our mouths seem to be. Nathan Bedford Forrest, successful Confederate general, said it best about winning and victory and the means to do so. He said, get there firstus with the mostus.
Well, there's one problem. Okay, three. First, according to roll call, Forrest actually said get there fastest, not firstest. Second, Nathan Bedford Forrest was also a founding member of the Ku Klux Klan. And finally, the side of Poe's, quote, successful Confederate general lost the Civil War.